Hare Krishna. Welcome back to the Mahabharata character series. We are discussing about Arjuna and we are in the middle of the war. Arjuna has won the race against time on the 14th day when the whole Kaurava army was assembled and arraigned to check Arjuna from reaching Jayadrath, and yet Arjuna with Krishna's help managed. This particular incident is of course dramatic in terms of the sheer class and sheer class of action and sheer drama that is there in it. Arjuna's heroism is extraordinary, as are Bhima's wrath and Satyaki's determination and dedication. Along with that, this incident can also be seen as a microcosm of our life. We have to race against time. All of us are going to die sooner or later. And Arjuna at least knew that he had time till sunset. We don't know when the sun is going to set on our life. But we have to overcome the weaknesses, the selfishness, the ego in our heart. And we have to learn to become pure-hearted, devoted to selfless love for God. And to the extent we can kill the demons in our heart, to that extent our prospects for spiritual liberation are bright. And if we can kill the demons in our heart before our death, before we die, before the sun sets in our life, then eternal life is guaranteed for us. Otherwise we have to take birth again. So just as Krishna offered counsel to Arjuna periodically and on occasions wherever it is vital, where Arjuna would have either got stymied or would have got distracted, Krishna, and that's how he kept Arjuna moving forward. Similarly, Krishna is also there in our heart. Our body is also like a chariot. And in this body, we are also racing against time before death comes upon us. And Krishna is ready to guide us. And especially when the time of death comes, it's extremely difficult at that time to remember Krishna. Indeed, we saw how Bhurishrava also, in the moment of his death, was meditating in a mystic trance on Vishnu. Although he was wounded, his hand was cut off, and he was in a battlefield. So, in that culture, people knew that it is vitally important to remember the Lord, especially at the time of death. So, we also have to remember, but it can be extremely difficult at that time because the body is disintegrating and the mind is extremely disturbed. So at that time, it is Krishna's grace. It's so close yet so far, just as Arjuna was. Jayadrath was visible, yet suddenly he became invisible because of the sheer force of the attack from the opponent. Similarly, for us at the time of death, we may be so close to Krishna and yet we will be so far from him, because at that time, it's very difficult to remember Krishna when death is so near. But just as Krishna miraculously intervened and enabled Arjuna to meet his target, so Krishna covered the sun for Arjuna, and for us, Krishna can cover the darkness that comes because of our attachments, because of our misconceptions, because of the body's pain and disintegration. And Krishna can give us the light of his remembrance. So we depend on Krishna's grace, and we strive to our best capacity. These two are not contradictory, they are complementary. It is not that depending on Krishna's grace means that we stay passive. And we see that Arjuna fought vigorously, and yet he needed Krishna's grace to make the final effort and to make the efforts before that also. But although he depended on Krishna's grace, he was not passive himself. He did exert himself tremendously. So, human exertion and divine grace, both are complementary in producing the result of success. So now, when Jayadrath was killed, it was a stupendous feat for Arjuna, and the Pandava forces were jubilant. The Kaurava forces were devastated. On that single day, not only had one Akshahuni soldier been killed by Arjuna, but 30 of the Kaurava brothers had been killed by Bhima, and the whole strategy had backfired badly. It was not just that Jayadrath was killed, but it was the morale of the Kauravas was deeply shaken, because the fact that everybody, the whole Kaurava army, could not check one warrior, that just struck fear and dismay into the roots, into the very heart, core of their hearts. Somehow, Duryodhana was so enraged that Jayadrath had been killed, that in his fury, he goaded the soldiers to keep fighting. And although the sun set on that night, the fight did not stop. And that night, then actually Duryodhana was angry with everyone. He was angry with Drona, he was angry with Karna. Especially he was angry with Karna. Karna, you have taken vows so many times that you will kill Arjuna. What happened? So he did not speak so bluntly, but that was his implication. Karna understood. Karna and Duryodhana had some very good communication. And Karna, feeling bored, he decided, I will attack Arjuna now. He'll be tired. So this was the day when the night battle took place. And as Karna, in a fury, started wreaking havoc in the Pandava camp, slaughtering up the Pandava soldiers in a frenzy of anger. And Arjuna, hearing the screams of his soldiers and seeing the havoc being perpetrated, immediately asked Krishna, go towards Karna. I have to stop him, otherwise he'll wreck our troops. So Krishna told Arjuna, wait. The time for you to meet Karna has not yet come. First, send Bhima's formidable son Ghatotkach. Let him fight with Karna first. So Arjuna was eager to fight. As we discussed earlier, that the Arjuna-Karna rivalry is that one of the defining rivalries of the whole book of the Mahabharata. And Arjuna was eager to fight, but still he consented to Krishna's will, and they summoned Ghatotkach. And Ghatotkach was delighted for this opportunity to do service to his uncle. He was Bhima's son, so Arjuna was his uncle, and to the Lord himself. And he immediately charged off. And this fight we'll discuss more in detail later. But essentially, Ghatotkach fought so fiercely, and he almost seemed to be not only destroying the Kaurava forces in spite of Karna's presence, but by using mystic illusions, by appearing, disappearing, by appearing in many forms, he seemed to be on the verge of killing Karna himself. And the troops being terrified, even Karna being confused by the sheer ferocity of Ghatotkach's attack and the magnitude of his illusions, Karna in despair took his Shakti Astra and used it against Ghatotkach. Now, Karna had kept this Astra specifically for killing Arjuna. He had got the Astra with a benediction that you can use it only once. And now, but seeing himself in mortal danger, he used the Astra, and that killed Ghatotkach. And Ghatotkach expanded himself at the last moment in size when he saw that this Astra is coming, and this Astra was uncounterable. And when the Astra went right through his body, his gigantic body fell on the Kauravas and destroyed a huge division of the Kaurava army. So, Karna, when he does succeed in killing Ghatotkach, the Kaurava soldiers cheered him, because Ghatotkach had seemed almost impossible to defeat. And the Pandavas lamented. You know, it was like two successive days, two of their sons were killed. Previous day, on 13th day, Abhimanyu was killed. And 14th night, Ghatotkach was killed. Bhima especially was grief-struck, and all the Pandavas also lamented. Yudhishthir especially got angry, and Yudhishthir was extremely distressed, thinking that the war was being fought for him, and his nephews were being killed. And to everyone's surprise, Krishna started dancing on his chariot and started clapping and cheering. Arjuna turned towards Krishna with incredulous eyes. And he says, okay, Shiva, with Bhima's son having just been killed by that wretched Suta, all of us are in grief. Your joy at such a time is totally incongruous. It is as incongruous as the water in the ocean drying up or the sun becoming cold. Pray, okay, Shiva, explain why you are rejoicing in a time of grief like this? So Krishna put his hand on Arjuna's shoulder and he said, oh Krishna, I am not rejoicing at the death of Ghatotkach. I am rejoicing at your future victory. You see, the Shakti Astra had been specifically reserved by Karna for your death. And this was so powerful that it could have killed even the celestial gods. And now that Karna has lost Shakti Astra, he has become like a snake without its poison fangs. And actually from the time he got the Shakti Astra, Krishna said that I lost my sleep wondering how you will be protected from the Astra. Arjuna started thinking. He knew that Karna had the Shakti Astra, but he had thought that he would be able to counter it with some other Astras. But then, if the Shakti Astra had felled and killed Ghatotkach, it must have been some formidable weapon. And then Arjuna started thinking, why is it that Karna, why did Karna not use this weapon earlier? Seeing the question in Arjuna's mind, which is forming on his face and his mouth, Krishna anticipated it and said, you know, it was I by my tactical maneuvers as a charioteer kept you away from him. Arjuna started thinking, maybe Krishna had done that. He remembered that morning itself and that night itself some hours earlier when they had when he wanted to fight with Karna and Arjuna had stopped him, but Krishna had stopped him. But Arjuna started thinking, yes, you know, there were many occasions when Karna and he had also had a chance to fight. And if Karna had directly challenged him to a fight, Arjuna would not have been able to refuse. As Arjuna looked closely at Krishna, and Krishna was smiling at him munificently, benevolently, and Arjuna understood that Krishna is present as the super soul in the hearts of everyone. So Krishna is there in the heart of Karna also. So whenever Karna and Arjuna had their skirmishes, at that time Karna would be so worked up with emotions of anger and rivalry that Krishna would cause him to forget the fact that he had a Shakti weapon, and Karna would use ordinary weapons against Arjuna. Seeing how expertly Krishna had always been protecting him, Arjuna felt profoundly grateful for the protection of his friend and Lord. And while they were lamenting in this way for the death of Ghatotkach and discussing the implications, Krishna was relieved, Krishna was happy. But Yudhishthir, who had not heard this conversation, he was still at a little distance. And Yudhishthir said, you know, this Suta's son, he is wreaking havoc in our camp, and he has killed Bhima's son now. Actually, not the Suta, yeah. So, the Suta's son is actually Karna. He is himself a Suta also, either way. So, and he was involved in the killing of Abhimanyu also. So Arjuna has taken a vow to kill him, but Arjuna seems to be reluctant to kill him. If he is reluctant, then I will kill him myself. And Yudhishthir, in dismay, distress and anger, started charging into the night towards Karna to challenge him for a fight. Seeing this, Krishna turned toward Arjuna in urgency and he said, oh Arjuna, you should stop the king from engaging in such a rash course of action. You know, it is your duty to fight with Karna, and you should not make Yudhishthir do such a thing. So as Arjuna agreed, and the chariot started moving, chasing Yudhishthir as Yudhishthir was going towards Karna. At that moment, Vyasadev appeared. Now Vyasadev had the capacity to just move invisibly and suddenly appear at various places. So he appeared right in the middle of the battlefield. Seeing him, although the fight was going on all around, when the sage was there, Yudhishthir immediately got off his chariot and offered his respects. And Vyasadev consoled Yudhishthir when Yudhishthir mentioned Ghatotkach's death, and he told him that, oh king, Ghatotkacha's death was ordained by destiny, and in this way he has been freed from his sins, which he had because of having been born in the Rakshasa family. And by through this, through Ghatotkacha's death, Arjuna has been saved from Karna Shakti Astra. In 4 days, the war will be over and you will become the king of the world. Do not do anything rash. Karna will be killed by Arjuna in due course of time. So, when Vyasadeva spoke this, Yudhishthira calmed down. Krishna and Arjuna came over. Then Arjuna assured Yudhishthira, "Don't worry, I'll fight and kill Karna soon. Now he will not be able to escape from me. Krishna has told me that without the Shakti, he's now no big threat for me." So as the fighting was going on, finally, it was night and all the soldiers were dead tired. Some of them were so tired that they were fighting with practically their eyes falling asleep or falling closed. And whether they were hitting their enemies or their weapons, they could not see. And seeing this condition, Arjuna called out to soldiers, "Oh soldiers, you have fought tirelessly now. Now it is night and you take rest. And in the morning, this battle will continue." And all the war was still going on fiercely. Arjuna's voice was powerful and resonant, and it echoed across the battlefield. And the exhausted soldiers, hearing Arjuna's words, thanked him and pulled themselves apart. And there itself on the war field, they fell asleep. They took rest. They were completely exhausted from the fight. Seeing on the other side, Duryodhana was infuriated. When Arjuna had made this call, Dronacharya had also agreed. And he said that he had also asked his soldiers to withdraw. So Duryodhana was angry. He said that they had got an advantage on the killing of Ghatotkacha and they should have pressed home on that advantage. But the order to withhold the fight had taken away their advantage. He started chastising Drona, saying, "You are too lenient." Drona felt tired and angered by Duryodhana's constant goading, and he said, "Oh, evil-minded one, you berate those who work for your good. The soldiers are so tired, they couldn't even keep their eyes open. They need rest. He says, we'll continue this fight tomorrow." And Drona walked away in anger from there. On one side, Dronacharya was proud to see how Arjuna, his own disciple, attained such success in overcoming the entire army. He had actually expected no less from Arjuna, knowing especially that Arjuna was with Krishna. But still, the fact that Arjuna's heroic triumph had caused Drona to become the butt of Duryodhana's anger, incensed Drona. And on the next day, because of Duryodhana's goading, Drona fought fiercely. And he fought with such fierceness that it seemed nobody would be able to counter him. Not only would nobody be able to counter him, it seemed as if he alone would destroy the Pandava army. And as he was, he appeared like Mahadev at the end of the yuga, causing the destruction of everything. So as he was scourging the Pandava forces like this, at that time Krishna was in the chariot. He took his chariot, took the chariot of Arjuna towards Yudhishthira, and he told Yudhishthira, "You have to save us." And then he told what he should do. We have discussed this incident in detail. We will focus here on Arjuna's role. So Arjuna protested when Krishna told, "You should tell him that Ashwatthama is dead." He said, "How can we speak a lie?" And here we see a fundamental message of the Mahabharata, that morality is not categorical, it is contextual. Morality being categorical means things in this category are always right, things in this category are always black, are right, always wrong. So category means we could say this is white, this is black. So this is a category of white colors, this is a category of black colors. But contextual means, morality is contextual means that, you know, what is right and what is wrong will depend on time, place, circumstance. If some men are chasing after a woman to violate her, and then she comes in somebody's house and begs for shelter and is hiding in the house. And then if those wretches, those wicked people, they come and ask, is this woman there? Now should the person speak the truth at that time? Speaking the truth will cause a great calamity, a great disaster at that time. So normally speaking truth is good, but there are times when speaking truth can cause far greater bad, far worse things, bad things. So therefore, what is right and what is wrong will depend on time, place, circumstance. And Krishna insisted on this point. And we don't see Arjuna opposing Krishna much. But this particular incident of the killing of Drona had both Yudhishthir and Arjuna having reservations. And actually Krishna tests in this way sometimes. Now whether we are attached to our conceptions of what is right, or whether we are ready to surrender to his supreme understanding of what is right. So he said, oh, Keshav, I cannot agree. This is unrighteous. How can we do this? Then Krishna turned towards Arjuna gravely and he said, O Partha, what is right and what is wrong determined by time, place, circumstance. You are on the side of virtue and it is your responsibility to ensure that the war is won and the rule of virtue is established in the world. So for that, whatever is required to be done, that is truthful. And then eventually, when Bhima and Yudhishthira both gave that news to him, to Drona, Drona put down his weapons. And he decided to go into a mystic trance. So at that time, Arjuna's plan, when he even agreed to, when he agreed to Krishna's strategy of telling Drona that Ashwatthama had died, Arjuna's plan was that if, when Drona gives up his weapons, Drona had himself said earlier that when I hear an unpalatable news from a trustworthy source, I will lay down my weapons and only then will you be able to defeat me. So Arjuna's hope was that he will be, when Drona puts down his weapons, they will arrest him and they will keep him as royally as a prisoner of war, and then they will defeat the remaining Kaurava forces. But when Drona went into meditation, so at that time Drishtadyumna, he saw his opportunity and he picked up a sword and rushed towards Drona. And although several of the Pandava warriors as well as the Kaurava warriors shouted to Drishtadyumna to desist, so Drishtadyumna, Arjuna especially, ordered, stop Drishtadyumna, don't do something so grievous. But Drishtadyumna charged towards Drona, caught his head by the hair and clopped off his head. Arjuna was horrified. Now he loved his teacher, and to see him being so brutally killed, he was appalled by the viciousness of Drishtadyumna. And yet Drishtadyumna was completely brazen, and he wanted to chastise Drishtadyumna for his terrible deed. But Bhima supported Drishtadyumna, and he said the preceptor had lost all sense of rightness, because he sided on the side of the vicious Kauravas. And moreover, a Kshatriya should not fight. A Brahmana should not fight like a Kshatriya. Therefore, if he is fighting like a Kshatriya, then he doesn't deserve the honor that a Brahmana deserves. And therefore, there is nothing wrong in killing him. And seeing both of them speaking like this, and Arjuna and Krishna also remaining silent, Arjuna restrained himself. He knew that this was a difficult thing for him to accept, but if this was what was Krishna's will, he would not oppose. So actually what Arjuna had apprehended before the war started, now how will I be able to fight and kill my elders, worshipable elders like Bhishma and Drona? So that calamity, that agony which Arjuna had apprehended, it came upon him. And it was a test of Arjuna's faith that when events transpired in a way which were not to his liking, not even to his, not even appropriate to his sense of ethics. But because Krishna was in favor of the way things happened that way, Arjuna surrendered. And then after that, After Drona was killed, and then there was a debate, where there was all angry debate between Drishtadyumna and Satyaki. You know, Drishtadyumna was berating Drona, and started berating Arjuna also. He said, you're too attached to such a person who is so wicked. That is unworthy of you, Arjuna. So at this time, hearing the Satyaki, who was a student of Arjuna, he got angry and he said, you know, is there no one here who will protect the honor of my teacher and the teacher of my teacher? His teacher was Arjuna and the teacher of his teacher was Drona. He said, no one will, then I will protect you, wretched Drishtadyumna. What kind of wicked act have you done? Killing your own preceptor while he was weaponless in a mystic trance. And he said, reviling him. And Drishtadyumna got angry and he says, look who's talking. You know, wasn't it you yourself who killed Bhurishrava when he was in a similar situation in a mystic trance? Don't speak thus. Otherwise, I will lop off your head in the same way as I lopped off the head of Drona. And both of them got so angry that they almost came to arms at each other. Then Bhima came in between them. Bhima checked Drishtadyumna, and then Nakul. So they checked Satyaki, and somehow things were cooled. In the meanwhile, the Kauravas had fled, and when Ashwatthama, who had been wounded and he had retreated from the battlefield, he came back. So the Kauravas were fleeing, and Ashwatthama was coming back. And Ashwatthama got the news that Drona had been killed in a vicious way, in an unfair way. He was enraged, and he decided to charge in. And we will discuss about Ashwatthama more in detail in future. But here, he used such formidable weapons. First, he used the Narayana Astra, which is uncounterable. And although Arjuna never laid down his weapon against any opponent, but against a weapon of Lord Narayana, he put his weapon down. And Krishna told, this weapon cannot be countered. Just put your weapon down and bow down to it. And that's what he did. Bhima was not ready to do that, but Krishna and Arjuna ran to Bhima and forced him to do that. So here we see again Arjuna's pragmatism. In one sense, you know, principles are important, but the ultimate principle is to do whatever is required for the pleasure in the service of the Lord. So when for a Kshatriya, his honor is extremely important, his word is extremely important. But if a devotee has to give that up for the sake of the Lord, the devotee will do even that. So for a warrior to bow down, to put his weapons down, is difficult, but that was the only way to counter, and that was Krishna's will. Arjuna did that, and Arjuna persuaded even Bhima to do that, although Bhima was not ready. And then when Narayanastra, which could be evoked only once, having no one to counter it, it disappeared. Then Ashwatthama was goaded by Duryodhana. He couldn't use the same weapon, but he used the Agni Astra. And that was also extremely powerful. And that caused havoc in the Pandava camp. But then Arjuna invoked the Brahmastra. And the power of the Brahmastra completely countered the Agni Astra. And although Ashwatthama was infuriated, you know, he just realized that there is nothing I can do. He said, both of his weapons, which he thought were unstoppable, uncounterable, he thought they would just destroy his opponents, and both his weapons had been countered and his opponents were unscathed. You know, just all his illusion, thinking like this, he just left from the battlefield. He ran away. And the Kauravas also departed, being dejected. On the 16th morning, now because Drona had been killed and the attempt to revenge his death had also been foiled, the Kauravas were dejected, and then they decided to enthrone a new commander. And they all agreed to they decided that Karna would be that commander. So from the 16th day, Karna was the commander of the Kaurava army. And he and Arjuna would have their much anticipated fight. In fact, the whole epic is building up towards this final and fatal war between Karna and Arjuna. So what happens in that, we will discuss in our next session. Thank you. Hare Krishna.